And I started out at, which is a neighborhood recreation center I grew up in, played ball in. Just, I mean, I can just remember so many great memories down at. And I mean, I guess one of the reasons I wanted to come back was so that I could try to help other kids have the same experiences, you know, good memories that I had growing up at, you know.
So you plan on, after when you get your degree, you plan on staying here in Roswell?
I guess so. You know, I'll certainly be here. My church is here. You know, I don't necessarily know that I'll live here. I might stay in Georgia. I love Georgia. I might move to another county or something like that, you know. But certainly I'll be here all the time.
Is there a difference between Roswell and other parts of Metro Atlanta?
I mean, Roswell is pretty small, so it's, you get that hometown, just like small hometown feel, you know. Pretty much everybody knows everybody. You know, something happens, the news spreads quick here in Roswell, whereas, you know, if something happens down in Atlanta, it's like, okay, it's just contained to that little area or something like that, wherever it happened. I don't know. I just felt in bigger cities, you know, in bigger towns, you know, you don't necessarily get the feeling that everybody cares about one another. You know what I mean? That's a feeling that you get when you come to Roswell, you know, that most people in the community that you live in care about you, you know. I guess an example of that would be one of the members of this church. I think his name is James. He had his house burned down not too long ago. And, like, everybody in the community and just, like, the town of Roswell, like, chipped in, you know, donated money, donated, like, items and so forth, you know, anything that he had lost, you know. Even, like, the local restaurants. I know he loves Mrs. Winters. And, like, they set up a box, you know, donation funds and stuff like that for James. It's just, that's what you get when you come to Roswell, you know. You just really feel that, you know, that people love you, people care about you, you know, that people are concerned with you. I feel like that was really, really big as I was growing up. I think it's fading away a little bit, slowly, but it's still present here in Roswell, that just, you know, compassion and just care and concern for, you know, just the individuals in this community.
Why do you think it's fading away a little bit slowly?
Honestly, I really can't say. I don't know, I guess just the way society is now, you know, most people are just concerned about themselves, you know. Like, why should I be worried about other people? And, I mean, I guess in the past, you were brought up, you know, look out for your neighbor, you know what I'm saying? Look out for, you know, the people that are around you, you know. I can, like, remember growing up, you know, my mom would say, like, go across to the neighbor's yard or something like that and, you know, go ask them if we can borrow some eggs or some butter or some sugar or something like that, you know. But nowadays, you know, you don't really get that because people don't really take the time to get to know their neighbors, you know. Well, yeah, I know her. She stays across the street from me. But if you ask what's her name, or I don't know. I just know she's my neighbor, you know. She stays across the street. So I guess people are so consumed with themselves and just, you know, everything is fast-paced and, you know, I don't have time to do this and I don't have time to do that. You know, it's kind of caused us to get away from that, you know, a little bit. Just is. I mean, different location. Different location. That's just, like, the way it was brought to us at school, you know. These kids are from South County. Y'all are, like, we're in the northern part of the metro Atlanta, so y'all are in the north, you know, North Fulton County, South Fulton County, or something like that. So there's a distinction. That's all.
And South Fulton is majority black?